Hello, everyone, and very warm welcome to another edition of Marketing the Invisible. My name is Tom Poland, beaming out to you as ever from on the sand, next to the waves, a little Castaways Beach here in Queensland, Australia. Joined today by Barbara Turley. Barbara, a very warm g'day. Welcome, and where are you hanging out?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me. So I'm in a very wet Sydney today, so I'm sure Queensland is much sunnier than where I am, but I'm in Sydney right now. I've been living here for about 17 years.
And there's a bit of an Irish lilt coming through. So you migrated from Ireland?
I did indeed. I was attracted by the sand and sea and ocean of Australia and came for a year and never left.
Right. So I'm from Ireland. You're not missing the weather in Ireland at all?
No.
Funny that. Okay. Off geography and climate and on to back to you. So for those of you who don't know Barbara, she is an investor, an entrepreneur, and founder and CEO of The Virtual Hub. She's also, congratulations, 8 months pregnant with a second child. Not officially in her bio, just thought I'd slip that in. The Virtual Hub is a company that recruits, trains, and I think extremely importantly, manages virtual assistants for businesses who need to free up time and energy so they can go to the next level. What a good idea. So, Barbara, the title of our interview today is How to Confidently and Successfully Use Virtual Assistants to Scale Your Business. We're going to tell people how to do that in just 7 minutes. Your Sure. 7 minutes starts now. Question number one is, who is your ideal client?
Ideal client for us is anyone running a small to medium business. It can be in any niche, but you must be doing a digital marketing strategy, which these days pretty much all businesses are doing.
Yeah.
Social media, blogging, content, funnels, etc. Any of the above is really where we play.
Perfect. Thank you. 6.5 minutes left. Question two, what's the problem you solve for those business owners?
So a lot of the problem people were facing is they wanted to get a virtual assistant, but really that's not the crux of the problem. A lot of the problem is training demands, onboarding a VA, managing a VA, and then making sure that your business is set up properly to get success with offshore teams before you hire a VA. So although we recruit and train and all that, those are the problems that we really solve for clients. And we get success for a lot of clients by going deeper. We go a lot deeper.
So this is immediately radically different to almost, well, all of the online
yes.
freelancer type websites.
Freelancer. I mean, you can do it if you want, but you're taking on a whole other job. You might hit a home run, but as everyone knows, the internet is littered with disaster stories of VAs in the Philippines and India. And, you know, it's not as easy as people think, but take you 80% of the success.
Yeah, because the person you're hiring is coming in, you know, from a knowledge point of view, completely naked. And unless they're equipped with what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and who to do it with. Okay. So question number three is, what are some of the typical symptoms that people are going to be experiencing before they find the virtual hub?
They may have tried outsourcing before. They may have tried and it has either failed, or they tried and it was roaring success, but the person left and they've tried and then they got failed after that, because it's actually very hard to find good people. Managing staff overseas is a challenge all by itself. Even when you have a rock star VA, they can be slippery. You know, sometimes people say to me, oh, when they're there, they're great, which is a major problem. So there's no consistency. So we've eradicated pretty much all of those issues with the business model that we have. So people are frustrated and they don't feel confident that they can get success, which comes back to the title of what we're talking about today.
And so that must be quite frustrating for some people to feel like that sort of scalability is there almost within their grasp, but it's a bit elusive.
So because other people are doing it. You see other people succeeding online and hearing about it, and Tim Ferriss writes about it, and everyone's talking about it, but you can't get success yourself, and you wonder why. So those are some of the feelings that people have when they come to us.
Right. And in fact, a lot of those other people that we perceive are very successful using virtual teams are probably struggling as well. So
yes.
4 minutes left. Question four. Some people are going to try and do this on their own or go to one of those websites that won't be named. What are some of the common mistakes that you see people making, again, before they get to you? So what are some of the war stories that you hear when people get to you and they go, well, thank God I've got you because this is the mistake I made before?
Yeah, sure. So just on the recruitment side, when people go to other websites, they do it themselves. they underestimate the amount of work involved in trawling through and the numbers of people that you have to go through to hit a home run. So they tend to hire based on, you know, rapport or resume or interview, but really anybody can say anything in an interview. Some people interview very well but are terrible on the job. You know, there's a lot more to it than just trawling through websites and getting resumes. The other mistake people make is they underestimate how much work they need to do in their business to make sure that their business is ready for a virtual assistant or for a virtual team, and that the reporting lines are in place. So just getting a great person doesn't often solve the problem. It just means you're throwing a body at the problem. So really, you've got to try and make sure that your systems, your processes, your communication channels, and your structure of your business is correct before you go this path, because you're going to waste time, energy, and money otherwise. So those are two big problems.
You're actually going to be worse off than doing
it
yourself.
You'll spend a lot of money. And you'll be overwhelmed.
And you're wondering why they're not getting the results. So thank you. 2.5 minutes left. Question number five. One valuable free action that an audience member could take that's not going to solve the whole problem, but it might take them one step closer.
Well, we have, I wrote a little ebook on this, which is short to the point. You can get it at thevirtualhub.com/leadsology. It is the five biggest mistakes people make with VAs and how to fix it. So I run through all the mistakes there. It definitely will help you to get a picture of kind of where you may have failed before. Or if you've never done this before, the mistakes other people are making. So definitely worth going there and downloading that ebook there. You don't even need to sign up for it. It's just a download.
Oh, okay. So it's www.thevirtualhub.com/leadsology.
Yeah.
And you might, in fact, be a woman ahead of your time, because I was about to ask you for one free resource.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but that's okay. Let's skip back. If someone grabs that resource.
Yeah.
And what's one action they can take that'll take them a step closer to cracking those?
The biggest one, it's tedious, but it's worth doing. You have to map out the tasks that you need done per little department, no matter how small your business is. We all have departments, marketing, sales, HR, finance. What are the recurring tasks in each of those departments that are bogging you down? Those are the first little small, easy to outsource, easy to delegate tasks that you need to get clear on. And you need to have a little process for each one about how you like it done. So therefore, you maintain some sort of level of control over how it's done when you delegate it.
Perfect. Thank you. And question number seven, 40 seconds left. What's the one question that I should have asked you, but I didn't?
The one question you should have asked, but you didn't. Let me think about that for a second. Probably the people struggle with onshore versus offshore, you know, like how's the English offshore? That's a big one. In the Philippines, for example, where we specialize, the English can be hit and miss. So just because someone speaks great English on the phone doesn't mean that they write great English. That's a tricky one.
Very true.
You can test for that as well. Yeah.
Very true. Perfect. Barbara Turley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate us, and leave us a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to generate 5 fresh leads in just 5 hours, then check out www.5hourchallenge.com.